The opening poem is The Servant Girl at Emmaus, based on a painting by Velázquez. She listens, listens, holding her breath. Surely that voice is his, the one who had looked at her once across the crowd as no one had ever looked, had seen her, had spoken as if to her. Surely those hands were his, taking the platter of bread from hers just now, hands he'd laid on the dying and made them well. Surely that face, the man they'd crucified for sedition and blasphemy, the man whose body disappeared from its tomb, the man it was rumored now some women had seen this morning alive. Those who had brought this stranger home to their table don't recognize yet with whom they sit. But she in the kitchen, absently touching the wine jug she's to take in, a young black servant intently listening, swings round and sees the light around him and is sure. Let us pray. Almighty God, Jesus, our risen Lord and companion, was made known to the disciples in the breaking of the bread. Open the eyes of our hearts, that we may recognize his presence. O God, you opened the meaning of the scriptures to the disciples on the road to Emmaus and set their hearts ablaze by the power of your Spirit. Kindle our hearts as we hear your word proclaimed, that we may receive you with joy. Through Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the power of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke. Now on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him." Then Jesus said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory? Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures." As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he was going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening, and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord is risen indeed and has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road, and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. This is the Gospel of Christ. Let us pray. Meet us, Lord, on the road to Emmaus. Guide us on the path toward our destination, and renew our strength as we continue to walk and commune with you. Open our eyes so that we may see signs of your presence around us. Open our hearts so we may receive your peace and love. And empower us to pass on to others the grace you have shared with us so freely. O God, today we lift up to you the people of Nova Scotia, all of the first responders, all of the family and friends, all those who have died. We ask that in this time of isolation, when we cannot gather as we long to, that you will make yourself known so closely to all who are grieving, that you will wrap your loving arms around each one, that they may know your heart, your presence, and your comfort. O God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. O God, in this week where we have celebrated Earth Day, we pray for your blessed creation. We celebrate the ways that we have seen renewal in these past weeks. And we confess our lack of good stewardship of your earth. Make our hearts burn within us. Let our feet walk gently on your beloved earth. May we see within each flower, within each blade of grass, within the beautiful and in the terrible, the work of your hands. O God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. O God, we pray to you for the sick and suffering in our own community and in this world, and we name silently or aloud those on our hearts today. Send your healing presence into the lives of each one. May they know your light, your touch, your grace in this time. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O God, you came alongside the disciples on that long, lonely road to Emmaus. You came alongside them in their pain and disillusionment and fear. You came alongside them as they opened their hearts and their home to you. Come alongside us now, in the midst of all we carry, that we may open the doors of our heart to you, that we may find our hearts burning within us as we read your words, as we taste your presence, as we know your calling, and we gather all of these prayers and lift them to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Be known to us in breaking bread, but do not then depart. Savior, abide with us and spread thy table in our hearts. There sup with us in love divine, thy body and thy blood, that living bread, that heavenly wine, be our immortal food. We would not live by bread alone, but by thy word of grace, in strength of which we travel on to our abiding place. And the blessing of the God who makes our hearts to burn within us, the source of all being, eternal Word and Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always. Amen.